from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump has arrived in Great Britain following a chaotic NATO summit. Before leaving that summit in Brussels, Trump touted his ability to garner more defense spending from allies.
I believe in NATO. I think NATO is very important, probably the greatest ever done. But the United States was paying for anywhere from 70 to 90% of it, depending on the way you calculate. That's not fair to the United States.
In Britain, Trump issued scathing criticism of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit strategy, as widespread protests against the visit have been expected.
I'm 71 years old. I don't think I've seen anything more frightening in my life than what's going on in America right now. It's the fascists are taking over.
Later Friday, Trump will meet with Theresa May and Queen Elizabeth II. A British civilian diver who was among the group who found 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach trapped in the flooded Tam Lung Cave complex in Chiang Rai, Thailand, returned home Thursday. John Volenthen said the rescue was the result of successful cooperation between military and civilian divers and the Thai Navy.
We were very, very pleased it worked out quite so well. So it worked out. The results speak for themselves.
All 12 boys are recovering in the hospital. Health officials say they'll spend at least a week there. Uganda's government will deploy military escorts and purchase armored trucks for each of its more than 400 lawmakers amid a heightened sense of insecurity in the East African country. Critics are blasting the decision as too expensive in a poor country considered one of Africa's more stable nations. This is VOA News. FBI agent Peter Strzok faced tough questioning from Republican lawmakers in Congress on Thursday over his anti-Trump texts, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Strzok read some of the texts during the hearing.
What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert brought up Strzok's affair with the person who got that text, a former FBI lawyer.
When I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Strzok says his opinions about President Trump and others had nothing to do with his work.
At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took.
Strzok says Gohmert's comments about his personal life say a lot about the congressman's own character. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Republican lawmakers are expected to, as we just said, grill his political views and his role in the investigations into Hillary Clinton's email, potential coordination between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on the hearing.
Peter Strzok's appearance before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees will be his first public testimony since being removed from special counsel Robert Mueller's team following the discovery of derogatory text messages about then-candidate Donald Trump. In prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press, Strzok says he has never allowed personal opinions to infect his work. He says he did know information during the campaign that had the potential to damage Trump, but he says he never even contemplated leaking it. Strzok calls the focus on him misguided, saying it plays into our enemy's campaign to tear America apart. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Muslim Rohingya continue to flee Myanmar's Rakhine State. UN Rights Chief Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein said newly arrived refugees describe continuing violence, persecutions, and human rights violations.
No amount of rhetoric can whitewash these facts. People are still fleeing persecution in Rakhine and are even willing to risk dying at sea to escape.
The chief said Wednesday that over 11,000 Rohingya have arrived in Bangladesh, where more than 700,000 have fled since August of 2017 in a military crackdown in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. And the Trump administration said all eligible children under five taken from their parents because of zero-tolerance immigration policies have reunited with their mothers. But of the 103 toddlers brought to the U.S. illegally, 57 have been reunited.
That's the latest world news from VOA.